Chloe Swarbrick was trying to argue that Colorado was the place to look if you wanted to see cannabis legislation as a success story. So let's do that and see what's happened. Ray Padilla, he's a police officer and the president of the Colorado Drug Investigators Association. Ray, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Appreciate your time very much. On a scale, start with something broad. On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being this is the greatest thing you guys have ever done, 1 a complete bust, what's your number?
1 would be a complete bust.
What's gone wrong with it?
Now, there's various types of things. You can look anywhere from the black market and how much we're dealing with black market marijuana now versus kind of what we dealt with before. You can easily look at anywhere like traffic fatalities in the state of Colorado. You know, we've increased our marijuana related traffic deaths by about 151% in Colorado. Overall deaths increased about 35%.
Geez, we've got a slightly dodgy line. Can you just move just a little bit? Let me ask you about overall usage. Has overall usage gone up?
Absolutely.
And what about things like arrests, court appearances, and that sort of thing?
We've somewhat decriminalized marijuana, but we've also increased our enforcement when it comes to black market and going after some of the organized crime and things of that nature. So a lot of those numbers have gone up. Of course, possession and things like that, of course, have gone down because we don't charge for that anymore.
Having said that, the black market, one of the arguments here is that the gangs currently run the drug market in this country. If you legalized it, which is what we're looking to do in this country, if you legalized it, the government would run it, therefore the black market would be diminished. Is that true?
That is absolutely untrue. What's happened in Colorado is it's similar to the argument that you have there. Black market's going to go away. The gangs aren't going to run crime anymore. We have more organized crime in Colorado now than we've ever had, and it's based off of black market marijuana.
And why is that? What's the rationale for gangs to come to your part of the world and do it?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. One is, you know, the market, the legal market's always going to be more expensive because people are going to have to pay more taxes, et cetera. When you can get it on the black market, number one, it's much cheaper. Number two, you're going to have gangs and those here who will grow it in Colorado, and then they ship it out of state. Right now, in dollars, it's about $800 to $1,200 for a pound of marijuana in Colorado. But if you ship it to the East Coast, it's worth anywhere between $5,000 and $7,000. So there's a huge incentive for these folks to make money, and that's the way they do it.
One of the other arguments is that people use it anyway. Making it illegal has failed, so let's make it legal, and nobody will use it anymore. Is that true, or do people start using it more?
They start using it more, and then what you have is you become what's happened in Colorado is we become a state of cannabis tourism, where we have a lot of people that come into our state. They want to try marijuana, and this is the first place they want to try it. The difference between marijuana nowadays versus marijuana back in, let's say, the 80s, early 90s, that we would typically get out of Mexico or California was only running about anywhere between, let's say, 8 and 12% THC. Now our flower marijuana here is anywhere between 25 and 35% THC. And then we have concentrates that are pushing up as high as 99% pure THC, which is then causing a lot of issues with people who are trying marijuana for their first time, or they're coming to Colorado to try Colorado marijuana and they're getting sick. They're ending up in the hospitals. Suicides are up. Accidents are up, et cetera.
I was going to ask you about that. You're not medical, of course, but medically speaking, are we getting a read on what's happening there in hospitals and medical clinics?
Definitely an increase in visits due to a lot of different things, a lot of psychotic episodes, mental health issues, our rehab clinics and things like that. There is rehab for marijuana. People say you can't get addicted to it. That's absolutely untrue. We have a huge number of people that are going through treatment for cannabis and marijuana addiction. And then you have individuals, the emergency room rates are skyrocketing, as well as poison control rates. You know, emergency rooms are seeing people for anything from a variety of psychosis type related episodes to we have something here called cannabis hypermesis syndrome, which people have pretty much a bad reaction to smoking marijuana and high grade marijuana. And they have vomiting episodes and things like that. And they end up in the hospital. And, you know, people come here for the tourism and they get here and they find out that, you know, maybe that marijuana they tried wasn't such a good idea. And then, you know, of course, poison control is another thing we deal with, where we have a lot of calls where you have children and things like those, children and pets and all kinds of things that get a hold of this marijuana. And next thing you know, everyone's, you know, freaking out and they got to call poison control because their child has ingested some type of marijuana.
Could I find a lot of people in your state that would argue the opposite of what you're doing and go, this has been fantastic and we're having the best time of our lives?
There probably is. Absolutely. There's going to be people that say that this is the greatest thing ever. You know, but all those statistics and things they come up with are not true. I present statistics and what we're seeing from a law enforcement standpoint when it comes to this thing. Will they make a lot of money? Yeah, the government makes a lot of money. But when you add up all the societal costs and everything associated, it's not necessarily a great thing.
And what do they do with the tax take? Because they make money off the sales. What does the government do with it?
Well, you know, a majority of the money is supposed to go back to our schools, and that is distributed on a basis depending on what you need. Like if a rural school needs new air conditioning or something like that, they can request the state pay for things like that. But if you look at some of the bigger school districts like Cherry Creek or Denver school districts, there's superintendents who have vocally come out and said that the only thing that they've seen from marijuana legalization is more marijuana. They've never seen any of the money and things like that. So I think in Colorado, it was kind of sold as this is going to be great for schools, et cetera. We have teacher strikes, and they think that they can pay for teacher strikes with it. But the bill and the way it was written for us, you cannot use the money for those type of things. And then, of course, everybody wants their hand in the cookie jar, and everybody reaches in and grabs a little bit to repair potholes, or they do things like that.
What would your advice be to a place like New Zealand who's going to have a vote on legalizing it?
I would tell everyone to absolutely not legalize marijuana based on, you know, you always hear these stories that it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. And I will tell you from a standpoint of seeing it and dealing with it every single day, that's not the case. I think people need to do a little more research about marijuana, and especially some of the things that are starting to come out now. You know, this was kind of a shotgun approach. Colorado went with it, and now we're starting to see the mental illness effects that we're dealing with, the traffic fatalities, everything. You know, just because you legalizing a substance is just going to make things worse. You know, they told us that alcohol use would reduce in Colorado if we legalize cannabis. Absolutely untrue. We're using unbelievable amounts of alcohol in Colorado now. So a lot of these things, I'll have all these arguments that opiate deaths have gone down in states that have legalized marijuana. Well, that's not true. Opiate deaths have gone down in those states because the U.S. is now trying to fight the opiate epidemic with other means and going after those type of folks. So all of these different arguments that people come up with, bottom line is this thing's greed. You know, people want money. People are making a ton of money off of this thing, but we're having to deal with the societal consequences on the backside of it.
Ray, appreciate your insight very much. I'm sure we'll get you back between now and October. Ray Padilla, president of the Colorado Drug Investigators Association. We thank Chloe Swarbrick for directing us to Colorado to find out what's really going on.